Mishneh Yomis for Monday, the fifth day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pehei, Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Dalad, Mishneh Yud Aleph. Ein Marvin Peres Beferes, but one cannot mix fruits with fruits. If a person says to his friend, look, I'm selling you the fruits of this field, don't mix in fruits of another field. Your friend expects to get it from this field, that's what he should get. Other Pemphoroshim learn what it means is you can't put some bad apples or bad fruits together with all the good fruits and say, oh, it doesn't really matter, most of them are good, they're fine, a few bad ones, a few bad apples I can slip in. You cannot do that. Afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim, even if the fruits come and they're new for the two fields, happen to be both new, from the they're both the new fresh products, produce, doesn't matter. Ve'ein tzarech lomar goes without saying that you cannot mix chadoshim bishonim, new fruits with the old fruits. Some people prefer the old fruits, they're better, so by mixing in the new fruits, you're spoiling it. Be'emes, the truth is, whenever it says be'emes, it means the halacha is like that. Be'yayin hitirul orev kosher berachet. When it comes to wine, they allowed one to mix a bit of the strong wine in some softer wine, wine that's not so strong. Because it actually lifts the flavor, gives it an edge up of the flavor. According to Rashi, it's only putting the stronger wine into a bit of the into the lighter wine, not vice versa. Cannot mix the other way, according to Rashi, and the Rav learns that way. Others learn, like the Rosh learns, no. Others learn that for sure you can put light wine into the strong wine. The mission tells us the other way around. Even with wine that's strong, they said you can mix it into the lighter wine. All this can only be done during the time that the pressing season is on, because then the wine is still maturing, hasn't got its full taste yet. But once it's already over that season, after the gittos, after the pressing seasons are over, you can't mix wines, even strong wine. In the lighter wine, you can't do that, because once it's settled and it's collected, it's absorbed its taste, then any other mixing in other wines will only make it worse. Another qualification is that if the buyer gets a chance to taste the wine before he buys it, and he can taste the fact that there's another wine in it and he's happy to buy it, then you're allowed to mix it in all places, no problem. Ein ma'arvin shimrei yain b'yain. One cannot mix and put in the sediments of wine of one barrel in the wine that's coming from another barrel, because sediments of one barrel might actually spoil the wine from the other barrel. Avaloisen neslashmar, but he can keep the sediments of that particular wine barrel. He doesn't have to filter it all out. He can sell it to the person, to the buyer, with a bit of that sediments in it as well. He can, when he's pouring it out into the wine, but it has to be from the same barrel. Mishen isarev mayim b'yeinoy, a person who a bit of water got mixed into his wine, lo yimkrana b'chanos, don't sell it at your retail point, don't sell it to the customer public, unless you inform them. Elim ken hoidei. You have to, if you inform the buyer that there's, look, there's a bit of water got mixed into it, that's fine. V'loy l'tagor, but not, you cannot sell it, the shopkeeper shouldn't sell it to a wine merchant. Afal pi shehoidio, even if he told him that it's a bit of water diluted the wine. Shein el ramasboy, because then if the merchant wants to buy it, he's certainly got evil designs on it. He just wants to sell it to cheat with it, and therefore and to get the same price as for wine that's been undiluted. So don't sell it to him. Any place where they actually have a practice of diluting their wines with water, one can dilute it. Some places do it up to 50% water and wine, some do it a third, some do it a quarter, everything according to what is the normal practice in that district, and then if you follow that practice, that's fine, no one can have any tainus. Yatilo. They can put it in, they can dilute it, and it's not cheating, because people, that's what they normally do in that area. Again, the Gemara answer, this is only between the gittos, between the pressing season that it's permitted to mix the water and the wine. Otherwise, if it's after that season, then it can actually spoil the wine. Mishneh Yud Beis. Tagore. Tagore is a wood, a merchant. Let's say he's a grain merchant. He's allowed to take from five different fields, five different threshing floors, mix it together in one big storage area and sell it from there. He can do that. He's allowed to take wine from five different wine presses and put it into one big barrel. Why is that? Because everybody knows that being a wine merchant or a grain merchant, he will buy from different people, and therefore when people buy from him, they have to expect that. As long as he doesn't intentionally mix in some bad merchandise, some bad grain, for example, in some good grain, and then pretend and tell everybody, oh, look, this is fantastic grain, all of it, without disclosing that he's mixed in a bit of the inferior. Can't do that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yechalek ha'chenvoni kloyos ve'goizin latinoigos. A shopkeeper, says Rabbi Yehuda, is not allowed to distribute and give out for free toasted kernels or nuts for the children that come with their mothers shopping or their parents shopping. Mipnei shehu margilon lo ve'etzlai, because that will just encourage the more customers to come to them, because they're getting freebies, they're getting these, the children are getting the nuts and the children are getting the roasted corn, and that is not allowed. You're taking away parnosa from other shops. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Chachamim atir, and the Chachamim say, oh yes, this is permitted indeed, because he can tell his fellow shopkeeper, look, I'm giving out sweets, I'm giving it out as an attractive, as a sweetener, why don't you do something? You give something better. A person is not allowed to undercut the market, because again he's going to bring all the people to him. And once again, the Chachamim rejected this halacha. They said, what are you talking about? They said, this man should be blessed if he's bring the prices down. And therefore the Chachamim held, of course, the person can undercut other shops. Loi yovar es hagrisin. Says the Mishnah, further, person, the grain merchant or the legume merchant is not allowed to take out the grisin. Grisin are the ground up beans. And he can't take out the bad quality ones or some bad ones in order to then put up the price of the beans that he's selling. Divrei Abishol. Abishol says he can't do that because the person, when people did that, they tended to overcharge. They tended to increase the price way above the amount or the true expense of what would be acquired. And therefore, this is also called Oinah. The Chachamim say that's fine. There's no cheating involved in something that's quite readily discernible. That any place where the buyer can easily work out how much is it for the price of the psoilus, of the inferior quality that is taken out. And how much is it worth putting up the price for that? So buyer can be easily aware of that, and that's fine. Umoidim, the Chacham, however, do agree, shela yovar malpiam gori, you can't scoop the rubbish from on top of the pot, just on the surface. Shein elekeg of zayin, this is surely only to mislead people. Why? Because people start thinking, oh, the top of the barrel is nice and clean, there's no sediments there, there's no waste there, so the whole barrel's like that. So that's why you should not do that. Ein mefarkasin, one is not allowed to beauty up, make a nice for sale, for retail sale. Lois adam, lois abema. Neither a man he's selling the slave markets, nor if he's selling animals, you can't make them all nice. You know, put nice, make them look better than what they are. But lois kalim, you can't do that with kalim as well, old equipment, to make it look like it's new. This is in a matter of gnevis das. It's really cheating. You're deceiving the buyer as to how new this thing is.